Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Yes, I had to mute you. Like I said, when you are away, it's pretty funny to mute fakeologists from the fakeologist audio chat.
No, I know. Well, I was just reading that our lunatic premier here has just made masks mandatory in the entire province in public starting.
I mean, this is never, this insanity is not going to end. This is crazy.
You mean that you have to walk outside of your home? Like, for example, throwing the trash away, you will have to wear a mask.
Completely nuts.
That's insanity. Anyway, Cooler has left us, and it was a great discussion on 9/11. I'm quite happy with the result. I think that we covered quite an extensive his background, where he came from, and his interaction with Simon Shack. So I think that this first part was quite interesting. And I am now about to try to drag back the other from the lobby. So we'll just take a quick break from this recording, try to get them back into the room.
Okay.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Peter from Austin, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
Here we are back at Fakeologist Radio at Fakeologist.com for the second part of this Friday audio chat. That's
what day is
in
it?
The beginning, 9/11 related. It is a Friday, the 2 of October 2020. But in 10 minutes, it will be the 3rd, here I am, in Geneva, Switzerland.
Oh, my dear.
Yes, it's pretty late, but it's the only way to get some members of the audience that are on the other side of the Atlantic, for example. So I had to make do. It used to be that I started the Friday audio chat at 4 in the morning for me.
4 a.m. in the morning for you? Wow, that was 10 o'clock over here. 10
yes,
p.m.
Exactly. Yes, but that's the moment where people are home from their work, they have some time to spend with their family or whatever they want to do, and they're available to chat a bit. So it was quite the organization to sleep a bit in the afternoon and then get up, get something to drink, eat a bit, get prepared. So it was quite a gymnastics, to be honest. But it was the easiest way to get anyone from North America.
Yeah, well, the insanity is ramping up here in North America, of course. Because, like I said, the COVID, and I want to ask you what's going on in Switzerland in a minute. But nothing has changed in my view that the COVID psyop is meant to destroy the United States. Nothing has changed in my view. Everything is on track. I want to talk about President Trump because I still think he's in on it. I don't think he can be, he cannot be in on it. I think he's in a checkmate situation. And the controllers know this. Every leader in the world is in a checkmate situation, which means they have to go along with it. Otherwise, they'll be knocked out by their own public, not by any evil forces. So that's why if they want to be leader, they got to follow what the mob is. And the mob has been lit on fire right now. And the mob is on fire in North America right now. Let me tell you, I don't know what to say right now. I just read the headlines that where I live in Ontario, now I think our lunatic leader is mandating masks for everyone everywhere. I think he just said that. Did you see that?
That was my question. That was my question, but you didn't get it earlier. It was, so if you were, for example, to get the trash out, you are to wear a mask?
Well, this was just announced a few hours ago, and I don't read the news every hour,
But if you, I'm driving now, if you want to look on your computer, you could probably tell me more than I can tell you.
Right now. So here we are. Ontario Musk.
Do you want to play the lunatic in YouTube?
I will try to find it. So firstly, for the video. Okay, so the first one is 56 minutes, so we will, of course, not listen to this nice Ford fellow for 56 minutes.
No, so no, I don't want to listen to him. I don't want to listen to him for 56 minutes, no way.
Definitely not. Definitely not. But I am trying to find the clip of at least the best of. I mean, there is it's probably a video of the cliff note of his discourse. You cannot.
That's right. Or you could read it. If you want to read whatever nonsense. I mean, is this happening in Switzerland, or are you guys just coasting along without any psyop?
Oh,
what's happening?
Oh, we are coasting along, but the thing is that we have yet to see the worst of it, because winter is coming, and they are going to push it hard on the winter. So, for the moment, we are coasting. But let's not yell victory too soon. So I will read a bit from CBC News. I figure that it's quite a reliable outlet for everything government. So mandatory mask order may or may not be coming by October 8th, says Higgs. Premier old COVID-19 briefing announced changes at borders with the athletic bubble. New Brunswick may... No, so it's not New Brunswick. It's not Ontario. It's totally different.
No, you're... Yeah, you're reading, you gotta read something recent too. But yeah, CBC is the government, CBC is the government, propaganda agency for sure.
Okay, so City News, Toronto City News. Now I got it right.
That's right. Yeah, that's...
Let's start.
Yeah.
The province is taking steps to try to reduce the spread of COVID-19 as Ontario hits a record number of daily cases, including asking residents to limit their contact within their households. The latest measure comes as the government is growing criticism over crippling lines at assessment centers, delay in getting test results, and a surge in cases. Premier Doug Ford announced on Friday that the mandatory mask policy will be extended across the entire province. That change came in effect at 12:01 a.m. Saturday. Social circles have also been officially put on hold, with the premier now advising that all Ontarians allow close contact only with people living in their own households and maintain physical distancing from everyone else. Even the old we live alone may consider having close contact with one other household. When medical officer of health Dr. David Williams was asked if keeping restaurants and banquets all open contradict the idea of limiting your close contact, he said social distancing is expected to be maintained in those places, and hope those new restrictions allow residents to focus on limiting the people they are coming in contact with. We hope to have the public focus on that aspect as we seek to bring this under control, said Dr. Williams. All we are saying is just be careful, Ford said. Just keep your circles tight. Ford also announced that restaurant capacity will shrink in both Ottawa and Peel regions to try to help stop the spread of the virus. The capacity will be no 100 people with no more than 6 people per table. Toronto previously announced that it will be lowering restaurant capacity to 75. I can continue, but there isn't much thing interesting. It's just an enunciation of the limitation of people per table and all that.
So where are we supposed to wear the mask now? What is the latest PS? That's the only thing I care about, because that's the only thing that is really going to affect me.
That article didn't say much. What they say is, Premier Doug Ford announced on Friday that the mandatory masks policy will be extended across the entire province. That change came into effect at 12:01 a.m. Saturday.
All right. So that's all. Okay. I love
that's
how I'm getting my news from Geneva. Anyway.
That's the magic of the internet, I guess.
Yeah, it's just, you know, what's your speculation on Trump? What are they doing with that actor, do you think, right now? What is your prediction? What do we have, 33 days left until the big day?
is about, I'm not making a prediction, but my scenario is that he's about to die. He's about to die. I
really?
Don't really see how that, that position is hard
that's
to
a prediction. That's a prediction. So you are making a prediction.
Yes, but that will be so cool. He will die and everyone will be like, the president of the United States died of COVID. It's so much of a mind-blowing thing that I want it to happen, almost.
Wow.
I want to put them out of the scene and get Mike Pence to try to salvage the candidacy for the Republican Party. And get Biden in that way. It will be just incredible. It would be too good. Almost a movie.
You think Biden would get in with that eventuality? So you think that Pence wouldn't be able to... You wouldn't think... So you think it would go to... You think Biden would get in because nobody likes Pence, or Pence doesn't have
well,
the...
Nobody knows Pence. Nobody knows Pence, what he's
right.
about, what is his policy or anything. To be honest, Pence, what did he do, really? Absolutely nothing. Pence is not the most well-known vice president.
I understand that Pence used to be a radio show host, talk show host. Have you heard that?
No, but in the end, the all the scenario has been written way in advance. So what will happen anyway. But my guess is that maybe the scenario is that Trump is about to die and they are going to have this insane. Because if you are right on the fact that it's to destroy now from North America, that will be the ideal outcome. The president of the United States has fallen from COVID.
Wow.
Who is going to say anything about the protective measure and anything like that? The president died.
Wow, 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 wow. So he's going to be the 0.0001% that gets asymptomatic pneumonia and dies. So he's going to defy all odds in your idea. And,
He's quite old.
No, 73 is... That I would call that a young senior.
Yes, but for COVID, that could be credible. At least that's a nice scenario because... Yes, since it's a theater play, I like them to have as many plot twists as possible. So Trump dying would be a good plot twist, in my opinion.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you heard it here first. Benoit has laid out the script.
If
you wouldn't be
right.
The first one. You get a free month on FecoTube.
No, but if I am right on that, it's total luck. I have no inside information of any sort. It's just your luck.
You're not calling from the deep state?
Oh, I have no network. No one is feeding me any type of information or anything like that. I just thought that it would be funny to that character to disappear like that. And I also feel that this antagonistic situation in the USA, it's not sustainable. Somebody has to disappear. One way or the other, something got to
change. We have not had any celebrities die of COVID. Not even one. Which I'm surprised about. But
yes, I was asking on the Discord the other day. Who is the more high-profile person that died from COVID? And I've yet to get the answer, to be honest. No one of really high-profile died of it.
Anybody in Europe?
Not that I know. Some older politician, French, German, Swiss even. But, just that. Older celebrities, older politician. Not that much of an high-profile person. Not a known athlete or anything like that.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
By the way, do we have any... I know we have a lot of Russians that come to the blog because there's a Russian forum called... I don't know what it's called because it's in Russian. But there is a Russian forum. There's a guy over there named... Oh boy. His name begins with an R as in reindeer. And he posts all the time the Fakeologist links. Now, Xyloflex asked a question Are there any Russians? Do Russians buy into the propaganda, or are they completely skeptical because of their history with propaganda, of this propaganda? So do they buy this more or less than everyone else in the world? That's my question.
That's
to any
question.
Russian, because he thinks, Xylophilex thinks the Russians buy into it the same way that everyone else is, which surprises me a lot.
I don't know. Back in the days, I used it to consult a site that is called PressTV.com. And PressTV is a news outlet from Iran. And the thing is that it's basically propaganda, but it's just to take it. If U.S. propaganda is a suck, you just turn it over and you get PressTV.
Yes, yes. And where was PressTV?
For the Russians.
Was it really in Iran, or was it produced in Britain or somewhere?
I think it was translated in Britain, but it was originally made in Iran. But don't quote me on that, and it was long ago.
Because they had lots of English people, English-speaking people on that broadcast. So it leads me to believe that maybe it was being done in both places.
Probably. Same as Al Jazeera is doing.
Yeah.
So propaganda is propaganda. It don't really matter which stance you are played, but you are played anyway. So that's how it is.
Now, I also noticed that President Trump, he must be so sick that he hasn't tweeted in 16 hours.
You see? I might be right. He's about to die.
Now, we all, I think most of us realize that, Trump, I'm sure, did not do any of the tweeting.
No.
There's just
no,
that just defies logic, because the president doesn't really have time to do anything except eat, sleep, and go to the restroom. So there's no way he was managing his own Twitter account. Now, I don't even think he saw half the tweets. And I think half the tweets had spelling mistakes to make it seem more that he was just doing it really quickly and thinking all the time. And
yes. I think that sometimes he must be amazed about what he is in his own tweets.
But the idea that they've actually turned off his Twitter, it's just part of the drama, I think.
Oh, yes, yes.
Without Twitter, the guy was silent. Twitter was how... And I just looked it up. The guy has 86.6 million followers. Is that even more than Lady Google?
Oh, no. It can't be the person that has the most... it's not that much. I figure that... the lesser known of the Kardashian probably has 100 million. Let's check on
too
that.
Bad.
Because of the magic of the internet, who could be the lesser known of the Kardashian? Khloe Kardashian. But also we have to be aware of something, is that the 96 million or whatever is the number Trump followers, at least half of them are bots.
Oh, you figure that, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think that the... view counts on YouTube or anything like that is any real. I think that everything is bought, at least half of it. So, Khloe Kardashian has 122 million Instagram followers.
Okay. That's a lot.
That's a lot of followers. Let's see Twitter now, if there is any indication. No, it's not that much for Twitter. It's only 28.4 million. So. I was wrong on that.
I don't think Trump does any... Trump, I saw, has an Instagram account, but I don't know if he uses it much. I have no idea.
No, because Twitter fits more the narrative. It's quick, short, burst message. It doesn't leave much room for a debate or anything. It's just instant messaging, kind of. And that's all they want to communicate and to make you think, like you say, that he's the one writing it. Well, obviously he's not. None of those people that are in the limelight are making their own tweet, I think. All those people, they have personal assistants, a team of counselors that are saying, okay, the character that we are leading you towards is supposed to say that, so you are about to say that on Twitter.
On Instagram, it says he has 22.2. They love their numbers, man. 222. God. Never ends.
Yes.
And mostly yes. Video clips. I think mostly video clips on there.
Yes. So, and we were discussing a little bit on the audio chat earlier, this whole QAnon thing. And like you said, 33 days until the election, so something is bound to happen for them. If not, they will be very sad.
You want something to happen.
I do.
You want your actions.
Yeah, I want the chaos, mayhem, destruction, collapse of society. I want it all. I want to be there when that happens. We only got one life, so might as well live in the most interesting time.
Wow. You're like the Joker of Switzerland.
No, but I'm still young. I can fight. I still got my physical ability and all that. So I figure it must be now or never, because in 20 years from now, I will not be able to live in that new world as good as I am now. So if anything is to go to shit, I'd rather have it now. But I am young and able to defend myself.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't think the revolution is meant for Switzerland. I still think it's for over here.
Oh, it will not happen here, sadly. I will be the only one, and I will be Jake.
You'll have to come over here if you want any fun. Why don't you head to New York or Chicago?
Yes. I will have to leave this country at one point. I'm sure of that. They will drive me out. That's sure.
No.
Any country that will have a very solid social credit system, I will have to move out in the end, or at least get a fresh start somewhere, because in Switzerland, if they stick that system in, I'm already on the lower class, the minimum fund. So no travel, no driving license, no possibility to get any type of help from the government or anything like that. No, that will not do.
Okay.
So yes, I'm not looking forward to the chaos or anything, but if that may come, I hope it will come soon.
Is there any country in Europe besides England that's doing the insane second wave lockups?
Yes. France is starting it. I think, I don't follow the news that much, but I think that at Marseille, they made masks mandatory outside. They are trying to make that in Paris, and what we just read on Canada about limiting your contact to one, your household, it will come here. Yes, France is not on par with the UK, because the French people are more belligerent than the British, let's say. But it is following its course. They are selling the second wave thing. And it's not on, the thing is that I say that off air, but if there is an argument for the fact that the government are controlling the weather, this month of the end of September in Europe is the proof of it, because strangely enough, it's one of the coldest ever. It's raining for like almost 2 weeks. It's been raining nonstop. So it's like they are making winter come early to push the second wave even more by having people sneezing, getting cold and all that. So
really?
It's the case.
That's all of Europe or just Switzerland?
That's not all of Europe, but a good part of Europe is under rain and the temperature are lower than they are used usually at this time of the year.
So it's kind of miserable there.
Yes, but the thing is that maybe in less than 2 weeks there will be a kind of what we call the Indian summer, which is a small period of maybe a week, 10 days, where the weather is kind of more kind. So we will see if that's a relief. But the winter is like September, the end of September was. Many people are going to get cold and be labeled as COVID, and everyone will be sneezing, and it will be horrible. It will justify each and every measure they will want to put out in the future.
Got it.
But what is surprising me is that somehow the economy is still up. There hasn't been a big crack or a meltdown or anything like that. And that is really surprising to me.
Well, maybe it's just all artificial. Artificially being maintained.
That's the case. Yes, that's definitely the case. Because I don't see how it's possible that everyone is losing money. But the government keep printing it and no one is bothering. So I begin to think that in the beginning it was all a scam and that none of it is real.
Well, it's really hard to keep up with all the different groups, the opposition. There's so many channels to listen to now. I've got so many people I follow on YouTube or whatever, and so many of them have left YouTube and they go to other platforms and I can't find them. It's just crazy. It's so hard to keep up. I just wonder why some people get knocked off YouTube and others that say almost the same thing stay on. So it's really random. It's hard to it's hard to notice a pattern of who is being knocked off and who is not.
I don't know. I will tell you a story, because it's always good to hear a story. I can't say if there is any truth to it, honestly. I tend towards fake, because that's my natural reflex. But who knows, maybe I'm wrong. So the story is pretty basic. There is, like in every country, some influencers that are adept of bodybuilding and fitness in general. And there was this guy that his name of his channel was Marvel.
Did you say bodybuilding?
Yes. Yes. Oh, let me finish the story.
Okay.
It's going somewhere. So this guy had a channel called Marvel Fitness. And he was in conflict with another woman influencer, and he made some videos about her. Nothing too bad, to be honest. Nothing really that bad or anything. But the story is that the guy was convinced just last week and sentenced to 2 years in prison, and one to be made in prison, the other one the suspended sentence. So apparently the narrative is that in France, rather trivial bullshit over Instagram and YouTube, you can be jailed for one full year.
Can say that again?
I say that this guy has been sentenced to 2 years in jail, and he is supposed to serve 1 year in jail full time. So, over some quarrel over the internet with a lady that Instagram.
Where
and
is
YouTube.
That? What?
In
what
France.
Country?
In France.
In France?
Yes. Can you imagine that? So,
What is the charge?
Quarreling? Harassment, threat, psychological, whatever.
Was there a real trial, or is it all sounds like it's more psychological warfare to me.
I can't say there was really a real trial or anything like that. All I can say is that it was on the news, it was on the internet, that's why I came across it, and it's interesting because that person, that specific guy, is not the only one to have been jailed over something they say. Because there is another guy, and this guy is more interesting for us in some aspect. His name is Hervé Rissen. That's not his real name, but that's his nom de plume. So this guy, Hervé Rissen, is what he's doing is that he's taking texts from Jewish scholars and anything like that. And he's analyzing it in books and video. And he was also sentenced to a short stint in jail, I think 6 months or 9 months, something like that. Over some things he said on YouTube, I think so also. Apparently, if you were to believe the narrative, some people are being jailed in France over some things they said on YouTube. And this guy, Hervé Rissen, is saying things that are more contentious because, of course, he's mentioning the Jewish people and all that. But he's not like a revisionist type of guy. I never heard the guy mention anything about Hitler or anything like that. And still, they find a way to convince him and get him in jail, apparently. So the story might be fake, but the fact is that that's what they are saying could happen to someone in France. So to anyone listening, Ab is muted and he's not able to listen at this point. But like I said, you can be jailed. Apparently in France over some rather tribal bullshit over the internet. It's worrying, to say the least. And it could also be the case that it's another kind of Monica Schaefer. But I'm not quite sure. And to be honest, it will take too much resource and time to really verify if the guy is where he's supposed to be and if he's really in jail or anything like that. But that story is fishy, but the fact is that what is broadcasted on the news. So there is something to it at the very least. Yes, so what I was saying, Gab, is that apparently some people in France are threatened with jail over things they might say on YouTube.
Sorry about that. I got disconnected. I had a call there.
So like I was saying, some people are jailed apparently in France. over freedom of speech, which is an interesting development of the story.
Yeah. Do you believe that?
No. But I believe that the story was on the news, so it's rather concerning. Right. Because it shows that they want the general public to be less and less worried about their freedom of speech. So maybe those people are not really in jail, but the point is that in the end, that goes towards somewhere I don't like very much, is jail people for something they say. Because I have been seeing a lot of things on a lot of different places, and I like the fact that I have this freedom and I would not lose it.
Yeah, wow. Wow, wow. Well, I call that agitprop. And that's definitely Australia. Definitely Australia is using agitprop.
Yes. But that's terrifying in the sense that maybe it used to be that, like we were discussing with Cooler a bit before you came in the room, is that before it was easier to find things on YouTube. When I was searching for different things on different topics, it was way easier to find the most outrageous point of view or anything like that. And the fact that those types of stories are put forward on the news is just so that it will deter some people. Someone that might have the good information or something like that will not go on that where it could have been reached the most people just because of the threat that he has seen or she has seen on the news that this guy or this guy was jailed.
Yeah, we're certainly in one of the biggest psyops of all time. This is off the charts, isn't it? This is crazy.
Yes. Yes.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support. In my dream, I
have a plan. Well, I have about 10 minutes left, 5 minutes left, before I have to go eat dinner, and you probably want to go to sleep. But will you be joining us on the stinky fart tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes, but let's hope that we have a sober Rolo, or at least a half sober Rolo.
Well, yeah, I told him maybe don't drink vodka. That makes him just unlistenable.
Yes, it's difficult to get any word, and it's always coming back to some obscure Australian topic that no one knows about or a personal story.
Yeah.
And Rolo is one of the best. On a good day, he can be one of the best.
Yes, you're a fan of Rolo when he's sober or just half-cut?
Half-cut, I can stand. The thing is that the moment he's too intoxicated and he starts to say Russell slur, is the moment he lost me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But that's not... Well, yes. That is wrong. You definitely can't do that. I don't care if he doesn't mean it or what. Definitely not right. I don't like it.
But I will be on tomorrow, of course. I will find the time to be with you and the other guys, because it has been a while.
Yes.
But yes, it was quite good. I just wanted to ask you one thing, if it's possible, is to separate the audio chat from today. There was an earlier one with Lost Spider Phallus, Skylarkin and me, and there is the one with Cooler. But the one with Cooler is rather a dedicated 9/11 chat, and I would like
today?
To be separated. Yes, it was today. There was two different audio chats today.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm going to do that for you. No problem. It's just sometimes I find it hard to find the place. It's not obvious. So I'll look for it. How long was your morning chat or your other chat? How long was the first one?
1 hour and a half, 2 hours, I think, at most.
Okay. So that'll be separate. Then we'll do Cooler. And then we could do this or... Okay.
Yes, because Cooler, and not to say bad things about the chat that happened earlier, but Cooler was better because he was dedicated to one topic, and I really wanted him to have his platform on here. So he's a great guy.
Well, I don't mind.
Yes,
I don't mind. I agree. A lot of people don't want to go through a six-hour audio to find something. So if I can do it, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
Especially if you put in a request. If you put in as much information as possible, tell me, then I'll do it. But I don't always have time to figure out what's what.
Yes, I also have the Craig files for the second audio chat. If that's any help.
Yeah, that's always going to be a help. That's the backup. If I lose the other thing, then I think you can have that. You have the file for 7 days, and save it.
But I get the file from only the chat with Cooler, so it's separated from the rest already.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll do that. I'll try and do it when I get back to my quarantine center.
Yes, because now that's the quarantine center.
Yeah, where I live.
Yes,
where
and I
live
know that you're not
center.
Much a fan of that, but if you have the possibility, I will encourage you to watch the South Park COVID episode. It's 45 minutes long. It's a bit long, I know, but it's rather funny, and you might find something that I did not see in it and find it interesting.
Is that a new one? I thought South Park was over.
No, it's a new one. It was broadcasted 2 or 3 days ago. It's a special that is longer than a normal
South
episode.
Park, so South Park, when? I thought that was a long time ago. So that's still going on? South Park?
Yes, the COVID things that we played from South Park was a montage of cuts from different episodes. Now they did a special one that is 45 minutes long. I posted on the coronavirus subsection of the Discord a short clip, a very short clip, because you can only post 8 MB clips of that episode, where some cops in a tank are shooting a kid because he has COVID, a possible COVID exposure.
How long has South Park been going on? How many years?
Since 1998, so 23 years now, so in 22,
wow.
23 seasons, yes.
They do a full season every year?
Yes, they do.
And is it mostly on YouTube now, or
no,
where
no,
was it before?
It is on Comedy Central. Comedy Central is the main hub. But Spider Phallus mentioned to me today that it was also on HBO Max, I think. But Spider Phallus is there, so maybe he can say it himself.
Yeah, it is on HBO Max. I got HBO Max just to watch South Park, because that's like the only show that I'm a big, giant fan of, and I can't stop watching
it. Hey, it's Tom Arnold!
I am!
Okay, it's on Comedy.
I'm not sure how it works, but like on regular TV, you can watch it on Comedy Central live. However, that works nowadays, but like I don't have regular TV, but I got HBO Max just to watch South Park. It was on Hulu, and it stopped being on Hulu last month.
Yes, but I can always find you a link to a streaming site or a torrent or whatever the mean you want to have it. I can give you a link if you want to.
Say that again.
I say that I can provide you with a link to watch the episode if you want to.
Yeah, put it in. I'll try and, it's 45 minutes? A 45 minute cartoon?
Yes.
Sounds like a movie.
Yes. Almost.
Well, the normal episode would be for a 30 minute half hour episode, which is like what, 22 minutes of actual episode?
Yeah.
But they made this one a special, so it's an hour long special.
Yes.
Then you recommend it?
Yeah, definitely. At least for the laugh. It's not that bad, and everyone that is making fun of that situation, it's always a good thing in my opinion.
Yeah, it's really funny how Mickey Mouse gets involved with the whole bat thing and everything like that.
Yes.
Mickey Mouse, they got to get permission from Disney for that?
No,
they get lawsuit. They pay the lawsuit.
Yes.
They just pay for it.
Yes, they had Mickey Mouse beating up the Jonas brother in an earlier episode.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse had fans dad had to kill Winnie the Pooh in one episode because of they said that he looked like the guy, the leader of China, and then Disney wants to sell all their stuff in China, so they had to kill Winnie the Pooh. They always make fun of Disney.
Does Disney actually care, or they don't mind?
I think they care. They care. They care.
I think they care, but they can do much about it. But since we don't have that much time, we are going to hear Mickey in South Park yell at cartoon character like Winnie the Pooh for 30 seconds. Let's go.
Okay.
That was it. That was the impersonation of Mickey from South Park.
Yep.
All right.
They portray Mickey Mouse like he's the leader of Disney, and then Disney's just, you know, he's just walking around being an asshole and bossing everybody around and stuff. It's pretty funny.
Yes. My favorite character would be the president of Sony, the Japanese guy that is always having some rather peculiar sexual activities.
He's always banging a hot chick.
All right, guys. I'll talk later. Stay sane. I'm trying to.
Yes. Have a nice meal. Bye-bye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. So that was Fakeology. It's rather a good day. Today we have some great conversation with Cooler while you guys were away.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's rather specialized on 9/11. He knows a lot of things about it, and he met Simon Shack, the guy that did September Clues, in real life. So.
Oh, really?
So it was a good thing.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Simon Shack is living in Italy. For us in Europe, it's not that hard to get through him.
Simon Shack, huh? What is that? What's that? There's that other flat Earth guy that lives in Italy, too, that does the astrology and stuff like that, right? I forget his name.
The Tychos?
He lives in Italy. Tychos lives in Italy, too?
The guy that did the Tychos is Simon Shack.
Oh, Simon Shack, okay.
So that would be the same guy, I think.
Okay, Simon Shack, yeah.
The Tychos thing, not that I am not a fan or anything, I just don't have the knowledge, and I'm not that interested in that topic, so I cannot say much.
Right.
It's just not my cup of tea.
9/11? All the specifics of 9/11? Is that what you're talking about, the specifics of?
No, I was speaking about the Tychos, the astrological model of Simon Shack.
Oh, okay, all right. But you are interested in the 9/11 stuff.
No, it's 9/11, it's fascinating. 9/11, I was 16 when that happened, so I was bound to be interested, and I thought I was buying the narrative, and it was Earth against them, and that changed, so 9/11 is kind of the story of my life, if you want.
Wow.
That's the biggest thing that happened that changed everything in the world, or almost, when I was just a kid.
Where
you when that happened?
It was a world-shaping event. It was big.
Yes. And now it's COVID. And now it's even more global and massive. And now Trump has it. And I was saying with that I really hope that Trump is going to die of COVID.
Oh, then that clown. You don't want that clown show to end? You don't think that's a funny clown show?
No, there will always be a better clown.
Yeah, but going back to South Park, it's funny how Mr. Garrison ends up being Trump with an orange face and stuff.
And he's VP.
Oh my God, I love South Park. I literally got Hulu to watch South Park, and then I got rid of Hulu and I got HBO Max just to watch South Park. I gotta learn how to tour it, man. I would love to be able to get shows and not pay for them. That would be a great thing for me. I would love that. Not because I don't have the money, just because I don't want to pay for them.
What type of device are you using?
Right now? I'm on a Samsung tablet right now. But, at home, I want...
Let's say, theoretically, on a theoretical basis, if you were to want to have some movie that you don't pay for, which device will you be using to get them?
To get it? I would either be, I guess I would use my computer, my laptop.
Okay. I will send you the steps to follow via private message later on.
It's easy, huh? Like, I know, I gotta start doing that. Like, because otherwise it's like, oh, let's go to Amazon and get my credit card to watch one show. And it's like, oh, you know what movie? One movie I want to watch really bad? I want to watch Dumb and Dumber 2. So bad. I never saw it, and I forgot all about that.
Oh, you mean the one from 2016?
Yeah, it was 20 years later, so 2014, I think. But maybe 2016.
Okay, so it's a terrible movie, but
no!
They did catch me at least 3 or 4 times, and I was dead laughing. So the overall movie is bad. But some of the jokes are insane, so at least they get that.
Right now, my icon is that little kid, Billy and 4C from the, from Dumb and Dumber. That's my icon right now. That's how I feel. Like, I feel like somebody sold me a dead bird, and I'm sitting there petting it like a fool. Pretty bird. Pretty bird.
I feel like I'm the bird.
Right? Somebody said, yeah. But, I gotta learn how to tour it, man. It's just too much great stuff out there. Anything you want, you'll probably have fun getting it.
Yes, yes. The other day I watched Bad Taste, if you ever heard of that movie.
What movie?
Bad Taste.
Oh, that's a good one?
It's the first movie from 1987. It's the first movie from Peter Jackson of Lord of the Rings. And he did it, with his colleague from work. It's an horrible alien horror movie where they eat people. It's just terrible. It's badly filmed. It's a good bad movie, let's say. But I was able to get it via torrent.
All right, yeah. I got to show my kids how to do that, too. I want my kids to always be able to get information off the Internet, no matter what.
Yes.
My son already knows. My son, he's 17. He already is afraid of privacy. He likes using VPNs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so my son likes using VPN. I should show him how to torrent, though. That would be good.
Yes. It's not legal, but it's a great thing. In Switzerland, it is. For some reason, in Switzerland, you are allowed to download whatever you want, and no one can say nothing about it.
How would they catch you? They would have to, like, send out a FBI agent to your house to arrest you? Or, like, what would they, like, fine you? Like, write you a ticket? Like,
it depends. If they want to keep it on the low, you will probably get a letter, and that's about it. If they really want to make an example out of you, they will probably drag you out of your house just to show the press that they are doing something. But
yeah.
On this COVID time, I don't think that no one is caring about that anymore. If they
I'll just blame my kids, and they can go to jail.
They're minor, so they won't really get to jail. That's for the character.
Yeah. They could take the hit. No, but really, though, I gotta wonder, there's gotta be a way to do it. There's gotta be a way to do it for, that you can't get caught, like, using a VPN and stuff like that. There's gotta be ways to keep from, putting up red flags and stuff like that, right?
Not really, but there is, but I don't know. The thing is that the VPN provider, he has the information. So everything, it's just that it's apart from giving it from your internet service provider, you give it to your proxy provider, your VPN provider. So it's just the choice of you, who you are giving your information to. But I figure
but
that if someone is really wanting to get it, you will get it.
Yeah, but some of those VPNs won't give the information out unless they get a warrant, right?
I don't know. Depending on which government making pressure, I think that they will wilt under pressure pretty fast. But I don't know. Maybe they will die on that hill and they will say, fuck you, we are in Singapore or Malta or whoever, wherever you want, and fuck you, you can get us, but I'm not so sure. I think that in the end they will say, okay, we will froze this asset and that asset, and you will not be able to do business with that, and this bank. And in the end, there is no way. I mean, the guy from Mega Upload tried that years ago, and we see all that vendetta for him.
Yeah, if there's anybody who would get caught, it would be me. I'll like download one movie and probably end up in prison for 5 years.
No, but I don't think that they are doing this anymore. I mean, actively chasing people for that. In the end, what they want is for you to get the programming. So you want to pay for it. Good on you if you don't want to pay for it. Get the programming anyway. That's the goal. They are not after the money. They are after the mind.
Right.
If you see the amount of stupid propaganda movies that are coming out those years and that don't make any money back, you start to figure that it's more for propagating an idea than making money.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, I'm Rachel. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
Rachel from the UK. Anyway, I'm about to head out of the room because it's almost 1 in the morning and I've been speaking out loud for 2 hours and a half. That's quite
all right. Good talking to you again, buddy. I guess I gotta get going too.
Yes. Oh, we will do that again, no problem. So this has been the second episode of the second season of the Friday Audio Chat on psychologist.com. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hello, this is El Sushi from Tokyo, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on fakeologist.com.
What more do you want tacked onto this? 9/11 was an inside job?
Was it?
Who cares? Global acts of terrorism happen every day.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Bonjour, je suis Unreal et vous écoutez Radio Fakeologist avec Abirato et ses invités.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality?
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
It's the Elite from Stockholm, Sweden, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Dreams, they feel real while we're in them, right? It's only when we wake up that we realize something was actually strange.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Twitter at Mark Manuel, and I recommend that you check out Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Seneca from Belgium. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
Once in a while, one of us wakes up. It's not supposed to happen, but it does.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hey, this is Will Ooze coming at you from the land of the free and the home of the brave. And you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, this is Joe Mama from Southern California, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
What more do you want tacked onto this? 9/11 was an inside job?
Was it?
Who cares? Global acts of terrorism happen every day.
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the Fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
This is Rick from Port Macquarie. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
You don't have free will. You have the appearance of free will.
If you want to encourage more audios like these, please go to Fakeologist.com and click the Patreon button under the Donate section. For $1.19 a month, you can call yourself a verified listener, and for $9.11 a month, a benefactor, who will get a shout out every time Ab does a show. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Hi, I'm Paul. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.